Good morning, everyone. The Lord Jesus has come to set us free. We have received the spirit of son adoption. It means that what defines us, the force, the life force of our existence, is God's love, his paternal love that is fully revealed in Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 8, Paul is letting us know that there is an exile that is more desperate than the Babylonian exile, that there is an exodus more essential than the exodus from the slavery of Egypt. And it is the exile of our hearts when we are alienated from God. It is the slavery of spiritual forces that seek to totally oppress the human heart. And that the definitive exodus, the definitive liberation from all forms of slavery, comes in our relationship with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the one who is totally free before the face of the Father. He is the sacred place of true worship before God. So to be free, even in a world that still is subject to the forces of slavery, still subject to the powers and principalities of darkness, to be free amidst a fallen world is to stand in the person of Jesus Christ. When we stand in Christ before the Father, we have a very simple prayer. It is a prayer that is an expression of our thanks. It is a prayer that is an expression of our worship. And it is also a prayer that is an expression of the authority that we have received as children of God. And that prayer is, Abba, Father. God is our Father. If God is our Father, there is nothing else and no one else who defines who we are. And there is no other place where we need to go to understand who we are or how we're called to live. It means our relationships, even when they're wounded by sin, even when they're tormented by the past or made difficult by things in the present, at their heart, they can be fully reconciled with God. Because if God is our Father, then in Christ we are truly brothers and sisters in the Lord. St. Paul also marks out a path for this new exodus. It is if the Spirit co-witnesses in us, if the Spirit is the one that is driving our spirits, then we are co-heirs with Christ. We inherit the sacred place of abundant life with Christ before the Father if we co-suffer. And if we co-suffer, then we shall be co-glorified. This is the path, then, allowing the Spirit to co-witness, that we may co-suffer so that we can be co-inheritors and also then be co-glorified. It is the path of the new people of God. It is the path of the Christian life that we live today and that the Lord Jesus wishes to communicate to us to liberate our hearts so that we too may be free, that we can stand erect in the synagogue of the living God and worship the Father.